Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me is my co-host Frank Jack. What's up, Frank?
What's up, man? I'm really happy for this podcast. It's a really important topic about something that's very important in American culture.
Yeah, pornography, right? You want to talk about pornography?
So we're going to talk about pornography. So I'm looking at this. I was looking at this article for Men's Health, and it was talking about some of the trends we're going to see in the upcoming year in pornography. So the number one is premium porn. Pornographers, I guess, are increasing the quality of their porn. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why, Frank.
What do you mean why? Because they want more people. They want better porn. They want to make porn popular, and they want them to watch it. Another one is virtual reality porn. People like that virtual reality. I guess they do. I mean, people watch it in these big screens, and they have movie theaters where people watch porn. I think it's weird. People like it. So, yeah. So, pretty much this is what it is. Is it's higher resolution. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, some people like it. I don't think it really matters. But this is the next point of trends you see is porn stars are now producing porns. That's big, because they say about any trade, don't judge on how to do it, or don't tell people how to do it unless you've actually done it.
Well, they're creating their own brand, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, look at Stormy Daniels, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, she started off being a porn star, and then she started producing her own porns. And a lot of these porn stars are producing their own porns. They're writing, you know, the script, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the reason that they're writing the script that they're in. And, you know, I think that's really good, because when they become old and are not able to do porn anymore, they don't look like the girl next door anymore, they still got a career path for them. Because in porn, as a porn star, I mean, you got a limited few-month career. So, I mean, it's good to stretch out to a more lasting career. Now, this next one is big budget thrillers. So basically,
so Brazzers, right? So companies like Brazzers.
Like Brazzers and stuff. And the reason, you know, they have these big budgets is because they pay, and you can get free porn anywhere. How are you gonna get someone to pay?
I don't know. Help
you have a big budget because you're making a higher quality. You make something that someone wants to pay for, even though they can get other shit free. It just comes back to that 4K and the higher resolution and stuff.
And you get subscribers. Yeah. And you know.
They're just pretty much they're going for broke. They're spending all their money trying to make better porn. And they're going for broke and hoping it works. I don't know. Again, as far as that high definition or that big budget, I don't think it's gonna make a difference. Now this is a problem. Another trend they see in 2018, coming in porn. You see it a lot. You know, if you look at porn statistics, it's big and it's disgusting. There's something seriously wrong with America. Fake incest porn is a big thing that people love. And here they say that people love it because people are turned on by stuff they know they shouldn't be. What the fuck is wrong with this country? So what the fuck is wrong with this world?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like...
Want to imagine themselves having sex with their siblings or their freaking parents? What is wrong with this world?
Well, it's what is that? What's that a mimic of? Like, stuff that goes on in Alabama? I'm just kidding. No offense to any Alabamans that listen to this.
I think they all took offense to that. I think every single Alabama person that listens to this will take offense to that.
They're trying to make that real life. But, you know, who knows? I don't know. You know, I agree.
It's a big thing. People love it.
No, like, I've never seen it, though, Frank.
It's very rated very highly, and it's disgusting. I don't understand it.
All right, what's next on the list?
Okay, 2018. This is the last one they say big for 2018. And I agree with this. Female-driven porn.
No, I agree, too. That's
males
huge.
Have historically been the ones watching porn. Now they're saying that as the years go on, and in this next year, you're going to see more women watching porn, and that's going to, you know, drive revenue, and you're going to really see a role change here, and women are going to start enjoying porn. And I don't believe that women don't enjoy porn as it is, because if you've ever seen the casting couch porns, they make those into memes now, and way too many women know exactly what that is. They won't know what it is because they're watching it.
Well, what I'm seeing here is that what's also a big deal now is that females that direct the porn. You know, there's this, what was her name? Cindy Gallup, you know, the founder of Make Love Not Porn. Websites like that, Frank, it's a big deal because women are now this whole women movement that's been going on. And
they're already starting to produce and they're making their careers longer in porn.
Yeah.
Past the acting.
Yeah, you got people like Farrah Abraham who's getting into it. You got people like Bell Knox, you know, that Duke student who has come out on CNN and is an advocate for, you know, sexuality. It's a big thing nowadays. The thing, you know, about people coming out and just expressing themselves, I'm all for it.
There's a lot of the actors that started off in either softcore porn or porn, and porn gives people an outlet to get their name out there. Look at the Kardashians. You know, they were famous. They were famous in their, you know, in L.A., but they weren't national names. Took Kim Kardashian fucked Ray J on a camera.
Yeah.
And then that killed their whole brand. Now they got a reality TV show. I mean, they're making bank, like, mm-hmm. left and right because of that porn. That porn, you know, got them. You know, you saw a lot of attention go to Pamela Anderson after her porn.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Abraham. You said. Made a lot of money off that sex swing porn.
For her daughter. To help her daughter's.
Yeah, you know, she had to support her family. A lot of people do it there. Yeah. And like you said, that Duke student, a lot of people do it to get through college.
Yeah. Did you see that interview that she did on CNN, Frank? She went on Bell Knox. She went on CNN and was, like, real direct with the interviewers, saying how, you know, it's advocating porn as, like, a legit avenue for people. Like, to, you know, she could have done huge things with her career, like, right out of college, but she decided to get into it. So, and I'm sure she's just like a spokesperson. She created news headlines because she was just so open about it, you know? She was so open about it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you see porn, you know, a lot of people, like I said, it's been a good investment for people. You know, NWA, the rap group?
Yeah.
You know DJ Yella?
Vaguely familiar.
He used to produce. Well, DJ Yella, do you know what he did with a lot of his money?
What?
Invested it in porn and made some good money there. He was actually very well invested in the porn industry. I didn't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know
DJ Yella, yeah. And I think he was trying to actually, before Eazy obviously died, he was trying to get Eazy to put his money there as well.
But, I mean, porn, you know, porn has been going on for years and years and years. I mean, it goes back to the 1700s, 1800s, and then in 1951, Frank, I don't know if you knew this or not, but in 1951, the X rating was formally introduced. You know, there was so much content that people felt like, hey, there needs to be a rating, you know, a disclaimer. So in 1951, the X rating was formally introduced, and then 2 years later, in 1953, that's when Hugh Hefner founded Playboy magazine.
See, the thing about Hugh Hefner and Playboy magazine, you know, it gets a lot of headlines because headlines.
Yeah, this is the second time on our podcast that we've mentioned him.
Well, the thing about Hugh Hefner is he's known as porn. I mean, yeah, the Girls Next Door thing, you got to call that porn. And the naked girls in the magazine, okay, porn. But, you know, it goes beyond porn. Yes, he pretty much was a big player in the sexual revolution. But, Playboy magazine is so much more than that. It's got good articles. It's got, you know, good articles, and it really is a platform.
Good articles. Are you one of those people?
It does have good articles. They had things back of Malcolm. They had Malcolm X, and they had interviews with Malcolm X. They had with Dr. King. They give a platform for people that necessarily don't have a voice, and they give a platform to speak. They're really a good for any type of. I mean, look at what they did recently. The first transgender playmate.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be my cup of tea, but you know what? It is big for giving people, again, a platform. That's what Playboy is about and is about.
Right,
but
because
yeah, I mean, they are big, like, porn.
You know, it seems like every decade, you know, since the 50s, there's been a big name that's escalated porn. You know, in the 60s, there was Lasse Brown. She hit the scene in the 60s. And then in the 70s, you have what they call the golden age of porn. Was the 70s, Frank? And, you know, and then you got the 80s. The 80s were huge as well. And then, of course, the 90s, when the World Wide Web, that completely changed porn. You know, early 90s, you know what I'm saying, Frank? You know, and then you got just different websites that are just taking it to the next level. I mean, in 2012, X Videos was huge. You know, it became the largest website. I know, I'm sure you know what X Videos is.
I actually don't. You said the 80s, right?
No, 2012, X Videos had become the largest porn site on the web. 4.4 billion page views per month.
Really? See, I don't know why. You think a lot of these people, I think a lot of people go to these hubs that they can go to all these different sites feed
right,
into.
Right, like porn, yeah, like pornmd.com, which is what I've, you know, may or may not have ventured into, which is like a database. So let's say, Frank, if you go on pornmd.com, you type in amateurism, you know, and you get
amateurism.
Oh, you can, or amateurs, or whatever. Hear me out.
I guess I know what you watch.
Frank, hear me out. Okay, so you go on pornmd.com, right? You type in a subject, and it'll give you a list of videos that you can click, you know, external links, you know, to Pornhub, to Xvideos, to what's the other one that's pretty big? YouPorn, X, was it? There's a couple other ones that are pretty huge on there. But Pornhub is obviously one of the big ones. You know, you got TubeBait.
Yeah.
Which is pretty big. And then...
But what about...
What I'm trying to say is there's websites that have turned it almost... Xvideos and websites like that that have turned it almost into like a Google... Like, you know, a database and search engines.
Right.
On porn.
I mean, it's pretty much what all porn sites are. But it's,
not all of them. Not all of them. Some are just for content. But I'm talking about ones that you can find different websites based on a search engine.
Right, right. I mean, they'll do anything because there's money in all of it. If you can provide a service, there's money in all of it. And a lot of them, obviously, they have cookies and they track everything you do.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, go back to the history, back to porn, though. You know, remember the videos and they used to sell videos and you had Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah, I remember Girls Gone Wild. I mean,
the internet's pretty much ended Girls Gone Wild. I mean, they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I'm pretty sure they're pretty much dead in water. And you know, it's just because you got to change with the times. Same like Blockbuster and Redbox, you know, and Netflix. You know, you just got to change with the times.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Girls Gone Wild. I know that came out in what 1997. You know, I remember in the late 90s, and you know, they would purchase. You know, they would purchase late night spots, you know, commercials. You know what I'm saying, Frank?
Like they were 30, everywhere.
Like 30 or minute seconds or minute spots promoting their newest DVD.
Yeah.
You know, and then that was huge in the early 2000s, and then you know in 2008 is when it kind of hit its peak, and then yeah, you're right. In 2013, it filed for bankruptcy. But throughout the 2000s, Girls Gone Wild was huge.
It was big, you know.
That whole decade.
It was big. And you know, it was, you know, you could go around.
It's unfortunate.
You know, I think I hit with a lot of lawsuits, all these tramps out there.
Yeah,
they flash the camera and then they get mad.
I don't know if you knew that, but there was actually a Guys Gone Wild. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, this whole women movement was even a big deal then too. That women would take control of the cameras, and it was an hour long feature.
Where was this again?
Okay, so well there was three titles. So there was three DVDs. So it was Guys Gone Wild, Guys Gone Wild, Spring Break, Guys Gone Wild, Frat Boys, and basically they followed some guys around, and you know, ranging from some of them. There's one guy from Harvard, one guy from, you know, Nebraska, and they were just follow them around, just like they're trying to copy the success from Girls Gone Wild. You know how it is, Frank. Everyone's got to be, you know, equal.
Why do I feel like this is like you brought this up on purpose? Like this is
no,
one of
I was just no,
time.
No, I'm just I'm
this
just
is one of your favorite productions
I'm,
of all time.
No, I'm just bringing up the fact that it's not just the girls that were trying to get popular back in the day. There was this Guys Gone Wild. I was just mentioning that there was a lot of variety of productions that were trying to hit it big.
Well, a lot of people actually...
even though it was just, you know, some DVDs, they still, you know, and it says, of course, that sales were disappointing, but the fact is that it was still an effort, you know, still an effort being done, you know?
Well, see, a lot of guys in...
It was a news story.
A lot of
news.
Guys, when they get into porn, they start with gay porn.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they really start with straight porn is if they have a girlfriend or a girl that wants to fuck them on camera. Other than that, they usually start in gay porn. And with that, I think Sean just found a way that, a new career move, because I think that, you know, you can see him over here. I think he got real excited when I talked about that gay porn. I think he found a new career move.
No. For me, I think it's time for us to get to our sensible and cynical thoughts for the episode.
All right.
Okay, so I just want to talk about, you know, I just want to go with sensible, you know, with this whole women movement, and you know, I think it's a good thing when I heard this story, you know, about these, I know it was a while ago, but this Bell Knox, You know, we mentioned it. We mentioned her early in the podcast. I just want to back my or have my you know support her and what she was going through, because I know she got a lot of criticism, Frank, for you know for basically a lot of people were like, oh, why would she defame herself like that on national TV? And why would she just throw, you know, her promising career? She put her like college career on hold, Frank, like her college, you know, classes.
To make millions.
I'm backing her up, Frank. Let me go. I'm backing her up. I'm just saying it took a lot of courage on her part, and I respect her for it. That's my sensible thought for the episode. What about you? Are you going sensible or cynical or
you
what?
You know, before I get into my sensible or cynical thought, did I ever tell you I went to a porn star convention one time?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it too, but you never told me details.
Yeah, so one time I went to a porn... I was 18, I was in Miami. You know, porn star convention was going on.
MIA.
I actually was staying at the same hotel as a lot of porn stars. I actually met Stormy Daniels. Got her autograph, actually. It was interesting. They showed porn, how to do it. It was definitely different. It was definitely different. I saw the Bang Bus. The Bang Bus was there.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was very interesting. They even had like this thing where you could sign up for a week camp for $3,000 to learn how to do porn.
Oh really? That's
$3,000.
Awesome. Just $3,000. That's it. Just $3,000.
To learn how to have sex.
Wow.
Jesus well, Christ! If you couldn't figure it out, I don't know what to do. I guess porn star sex is different.
Yeah.
Just like Stormy Daniels said about Donald Trump, you know, when they had sex, it wasn't porn star sex, it was just normal sex. Because porn star sex is different. You gotta go through classes and shit to do that shit. But, yeah, so getting to my cynical thought about porn now in America, it's sick. It's sick. Because the growing amount of people that want to, whatever they do into porn... With incest porn is on the rise. You see it everywhere. It's got high ratings. Everyone loves this incest porn, and people say that it's because people want to be are aroused by things that they are not supposed to be aroused by. That's not right. It's wrong. It's wrong. I think it's got to do something with how many people love this show, Game of Thrones. I really think that is why this incest porn is taking such a height lately. This Game of Thrones, people think incest is okay. Now, next thing you know, they're masturbating to it. It ain't right. I mean, this rise in incest porn needs to stop, and the world needs to get its head on straight.
Okay. And with that, if you could please follow us on Instagram, Sensibly Cynical Pod, and subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Frank, any more? Anything else you want to talk about?
That's it. Let's have a good night, guys.
All right. Take care.